Welcome to week one of the Chicken Coop Club series. Paw Print, Friend and Foe. A tic-tac-toe story. Written by Hannah Durlew. Narrated by Trisha Rose. Marjorie pouted the best she could.
But why can't I have Sally over?
Mom sighed. It's just the way things are right now. How about you go outside and make up some new friends? Marjorie stomped out onto the porch. She didn't like imaginary people. They were boring. She wanted mystery, adventure, and most of all, a good game. Walking out to the barn, she saw her game of tic-tac-toe in the sand from yesterday.
I wish someone would play with me.
Marjorie was about to stomp out the game when she noticed someone had made a move. She looked at the footprint. It was perfectly in the middle square.
That's a really good move,
Marjorie said to Quackers, her white Pekin duck.
It's a mystery. I'll figure out who wants to play with me,
Marjorie announced and set off to ask all her animal friends.
Lacey, was it you?
Marjorie checked the little sea-bright bantam's foot.
No, it wasn't you. Your foot is not the right shape.
Next, she checked Miss Prissy Paw's foot, but it was much too small. She sat and pet the barn cat for a moment.
I'll ask Duke if it was him.
Marjorie ran to the old hound dog, but his paw prints didn't have claws like her challengers.
My friend is bigger than Miss Prissy Paws and smaller than Duke. Who could it be?
Marjorie wandered around the yard looking for clues. She found more prints that didn't match. Some footprints had too many toes. Another footprint made perfect X's for tic-tac-toe, but still no match to her tic-tac-toe competition. Then she had a brilliant thought.
I'll follow the tracks, and I will find my new friend. It's an adventure.
Marjorie traced the tracks back towards the edge of the field. She lost them in the grass, then spotted a match in the dry mud.
I'm on the trail, Marjorie said.
She saw a burrow under a tree. She peeked over the ditch ledge, and there was her new friend.
I'll call you Roxy Foxy,
Marjorie said, and hurried back to make her move in the sand. She couldn't wait to see the sly fox's next move in the morning.
It's game on, Marjorie said. Friend or foe edition.
Later on, Mom brought her a snack. Did you make up a friend?
No, but I solved a mystery, went on an adventure, and now I've got a game going,
Marjorie said, munching her apple. Mom smiled. Good. Let me know if you need another player sometime.
Only if you play me with paw prints,
Marjorie giggled. Visit back next week to hear how the story continues for our new friends.